How devious this mystery is. What an audacious enigma I've concocted. If only they knew what lay in store.
Excuse me, sir. This aisle, this register, is just for 12 items or less.
I'm sorry. you take care. Have a blessed day.
Hit the theme.
Oh, all right. Had no idea. No idea whatsoever. Here you go.
This is Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast. Hosted by myself, Michael Foster, and David Martinez. Episode 130.
No Asia, no Europe, no Africa.
Ugh! We're back again for another episode. I am again wowing, surprising, freaking out my co-host and guests with my experimental cold opens. Let us know what you think about those. Get in touch. Hey, it's Foster. I'm the obscurist this week. What does that mean? It means I have an audio mystery that I've concocted. 6 audio clips from the vast expanse of the interwebs. Before I go any further, I'd like to introduce you to somebody, and that somebody is my co-host, David Martinez.
Greetings and salutations, cohorts and collaborators. Hi, Foster. How you doing?
David, I'm great.
That's good.
You know, a timestamp, this is a Saturday.
Yeah, timestamp for just any Saturday, really.
Yeah, and I'm feeling great, and I'm excited to record. And there's a reason for my excitement, and it's 2 very good reasons. First off, joining us once again, friend of the pod, Anne Cuddy, has returned. Woo! Anne!
I'm just here as a sidekick. I don't know why you introduced me first. I feel very embarrassed.
Nonsense, Anne. Don't feel embarrassed. We're so glad to have you here. It's not about me.
It's not about me, but thank you.
You're not a sidekick. Okay. You kick people in their sides. Sorry, I thought if I flipped it, it would be sweet. I don't know why.
Listen, and I think you're right. I think we 3 are sidekicks to this particular individual, and I built up the anticipation and the expectations. Mm-hmm. Folks, Jess Hagee is back.
Hello.
Oh my God, I love her. I love her so much.
Yeah, it's good. I hope you guys are all sidekicks because I have a lot to say all the time. So,
you know what? Oh boy, I've got us off to a great start. This is a competition game that you, the listener, are playing with our guessy folks today. Like I said, 6 audio clips. But you know what? At the end of this mystery, and David Hagee, if you're still confused, no worries. There's a hint clip for you there. And guess what? I'm feeling even more generous today. Each of you gets a hot or cold lifeline that you can activate at any time. And I'm feeling a little power mad today. Somebody has to activate their lifeline after clip 3. And they all have to be used before clip 6.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't listening, but I'll do it.
For the listeners,
no, that's fair.
Ann Cuddy has brought in guest extraordinaire Winona Justice onto the camera.
Oh my gosh. She looks, oh man.
She's adorable.
She's a sweetie.
Cutest dog. This is just for the listeners, this is a dog that is cute at a level that, like, I want to just say goodbye to you all right now so I can go out and get a dog. Like, I want to just stop doing this. A lot of reasons. Mostly it's cold and really it's like 9:30 p.m. here, so I don't think any place is open. I guess I could find a dog on the street.
And I just the way the state of the world is, I feel weird bringing a dog into this world.
Well,
sure, yeah.
You don't have to birth it yourself. You could easily just adopt.
Oh, that is news to me. Okay.
We'll talk after the show, Foster. Don't worry.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know, there's other rules. We'll talk about them as we go along. There's a bell. You can take notes. We listen to each clip twice. We don't look up anything until the very end. Thoughts before we jump into the audio madness.
I just want to just clarify. Hagee, would you like to work together or apart.
Oh yeah, we should all work together.
I think you've made a mistake, but I'm okay.
Wow.
I've never gotten it right is the problem here, ever. They keep on asking me back.
Well, Anne, listen, I know you've maybe not had the greatest success in the past, but today I know you're going to try hard and you're going to try and win 3 points. And David Martinez is going to tell us why you want to win 3 points.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special prize for you today. Let me ask you a question, folks. Have you heard, are you familiar with the electromagnetic spectrum? Does that, you know, just like the concept of light and heat and energy? Well, we've got a special treat for our, great. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. We've got a special treat for you today. If you can win a whopping 3 points, you can win ultraviolet rays. You win the UV part of the electromagnetic spectrum. You will win a nice big hunk and chunk of UV rays. That's what's up for grabs today. So there you go. Put your suntan lotion on if you're feeling lucky.
I don't know if I want that.
Essentially sunlight?
I could use it.
It's a significant part of sunlight. Sure. Yeah. But who's going outside? It's COVID. We're
not Higgy. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that pale face.
For the listeners, we are not sure where the wall stops and her face starts.
So. I think you're going to cut out everything I say anyway because, oh yeah, I listened to the last podcast that I was in. We talked for 2 hours and it was like a 45-minute podcast.
I totally understand that. And I felt that too. I felt, well, because the unedited version, vastly superior
to the edited version. Anne, thank you. You've just given us a great plug for the Patreon. Because you get full unedited versions of the show on our Patreon.
Okay, so we have 6 audio clips. We have so much mystery to get to. Let's get into it. Clip number 1.
Well, is it true?
What?
That's the question that you need to answer. Thanks, Andrew.
I love this job.
Something about Andrew.
Yeah. There was maybe music in the background, was there? Or sound of some kind?
No, I thought it was traffic.
Oh, okay. I heard some kind of like growling-ish, but I thought it was like a guitar, an electric guitar.
Anyway, should we listen to the clip a second time?
Yeah, I don't think any of us really like paid attention to it.
Something about Andrew.
Yeah.
good catch, Iggy.
Foster, will you bequeath us another listen?
Oh yeah. Let's give it that second listen.
Well, is it true?
What?
That's the question that you need to answer. Thanks, Andrew.
Well, is it true?
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, that's the question you need to answer.
Is it true?
Andrew.
Is it true?
Did anyone else think there was traffic behind
that? Yeah, I was trying to hear what that background noise was.
Yeah, I kind of heard traffic.
It might have been like tires and stuff.
I thought it was just like the sound of like an engine or something almost. Just a whirring sound behind them.
I don't like how they, like, what did he said, is it true? And then he's like, you have to figure it out. Yeah, like, why ask the question then? It seems a little petty, you know?
Foster, can you like, tell us, was it just two voices? Is there someone who says, well, is it true? A second person says what? And then the first person says the rest of it again?
Yeah, two voices. I think the second voice only just says what in the middle there.
Okay.
Feels aggressive.
Yeah. Is it true? Is it?
Does it sound to you guys scripted or like an interview or like a game show or like something else?
Ooh, a game show.
No, that's wrong. This is where it goes downhill. The last clip, it'll be like, this was a game show. Okay.
I don't think it's scripted.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It felt pretty off the cuff to me. Well, is what true? I hope we find out what this person wants to know from Andrew. What is the juicy goss?
Clip 2, first listen.
Do you feel yourself spinning, wobbling, gyrating?
Uno.
Are you saying Uno?
I am now. Yes, Uno. Uno. Wild card.
David's playing a game.
Hey, David, I'd appreciate if you would not play Uno with your roommate. during the podcast.
Yeah, 1 second though. I just got a reverse card, so give me just a second. Things got exciting. Okay.
So the clip was something like, "Do you feel yourself spinning, gyrating?" Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
When the rhythm gets me, for sure. You know.
I mean, you think it'd be obvious if it was like a tilt-a-whirl, like you would feel that. So it must be something a little more subtle.
Yeah, true. And gyrating is also a very specific choice of words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Higgy, what do you think?
Yeah, they're like interviewing like a dance party, or it could still be a game show. Hmm.
Spinning, gyrating. I assume that this is the voice from clip one who is questioning, and I'm not like so far really very in love with this person's line of questioning, very aggressively asking if it's true, wanting to know if I've been gyrating.
Do we think he's like a comedy guy, like he thinks he's so funny asking these questions?
You know,
is he
what
a trickster?
I don't know if I get comedy, but I do get a little bit of like man on the street interview, like correspondent for the Daily Show kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Punk, which I guess is
Ashton
supposed to be.
Kutcher.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie okay. Kennedy experiment.
I would love to hear that clip again, Foster.
Yeah, let's give it that second listen.
Do you feel yourself spinning, wobbling, gyrating?
Gyrating.
Gyrating.
So something, they're standing on something.
Oh.
Right?
Mm. Yeah, a ride or a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a fire truck.
Maybe we're trying out something. Maybe there's something that we've put a human on to try out, to experiment with.
It could be like a new ride at an amusement park, and it's like just a news interview of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of ride.
Coming this fall, the gyrating wheel.
Is it true that you have to be this tall?
One time I went to a circular Radisson, and on the top floor of the hotel, there was a restaurant that slowly spins. So slowly that you almost don't notice it. Do you feel yourself spinning, wobbling, gyrating?
Are we
perhaps
feeling dessert tonight?
Yeah, maybe it's about the Radisson Hotel.
Do we want coffee or tea?
One check or two?
Yeah, gosh, they get more specific, those words, right? Spinning, wobbling, gyrating, as if, like, is this causing you vertigo? Like, do you feel like you're going to pass out? Gyrating, so weird. What does one gyrate to or for?
Sex.
Yeah. Oh, Foster's dinging the bell for sex. Great.
Oh, this is, they're interviewing people after they have sex.
Wait, what does the bell mean? Does that mean we've hit on the
David
truth?
asked a question.
The bell means
open-ended question.
Yeah, a good open-ended question has been asked. Whatever we're trying to figure out here in this mystery is about what a person might gyrate to.
Like a ride where you're, like a skateboarder, you know how lumberjacks have those like log rolling competitions?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that. Higgy.
I'm still thinking like a ride or something. Wouldn't that be like the teacups, you know? You'd
yes.
feel a little wobbly.
Yeah, yep, yep. Yeah, because that's...
Or a game show. I feel like there's a lot of weird stuff on game shows you have to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like the teacup idea just because it includes spinning and tilting, which is kind of, I think, Anne, you were saying something similar too earlier, like... There's more than just a spinning motion. There's also like a tilt or up and down motion. So I like that teacup idea, Jess.
My issue is that he's asking, do you feel yourself? Which means it's so subtle that someone could answer, I didn't really feel a spin, or I didn't really feel a wobble. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very little.
Does anybody else have...
Sweet. He's like...
Oh, no. Oh, you go. You go.
It's going to be good. Do you think he's just interviewing people that are getting off of elevators and asking them about their experience?
It's the first elevator ride ever taken. It's an interview from 1943.
Do you feel...
It would be big news.
Do you feel yourself wobbling? We rode one floor. Okay, get out. Get out of here.
It's a big deal.
Listen, we have other clips we have to get to.
And more medical advice.
And more off-the-cuff medical advice. But let's roll along, if you will join me, with clip three.
There's arguments on whether we live in a closed system, whether it's a firmament. I think it might be a closed system, a toroidal energy cosmic egg model.
No.
Those were not real words.
I quit.
The faces these three were making was worth everything.
Cosmic egg model?
Yeah, you're familiar, Hagee.
Yeah.
The argument is between a closed system or a something system.
Yeah, I lost it after that first bit. There's arguments on whether it will be a closed system, and then I think we need an award on this show for biggest wrench thrown.
I heard egg filament. I know what an egg is. I think I know what a filament is, but those words don't go together.
But do you know a cosmic
egg? What's a filament?
Like a filament is like part of a light bulb.
Yeah, it's the little wire.
That's inside. The end.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then was there the word tertiary or term?
God, you all heard way more than I did. I just lost it.
It was a lot of words. And crazy thought. Let's give it a second listen. Just spitballing.
There's arguments on whether we live in a closed system, whether it's a firmament. I think it might be a closed system, a toroidal energy cosmic egg model.
Okay.
Toroidal?
Not filament, firmament. And not egg system, egg model.
I mean, he's talking about planets, right? Is that the universe? Is that what he's talking about?
Whether we...
Okay, David, sorry. Your hand's doing a lot of moving.
Yes, I am taking notes.
He's playing Uno.
I hope you're not looking up something.
No, I'm not. I am taking notes. I think I got that all verbatim. So let me repeat it back. I think it was, there's arguments on whether we live in a closed system, whether it's a firmament. I think it might be a closed system, a toroidal element, a cosmic egg model.
Okay, well, the egg model, would that be the shape of our galaxy or something? Is that like... how gravity is happening around the sun in our system.
I'm wondering if this is even bigger than that. And this is like theories about...
Bigger than the galaxy?
Yeah, this is a universe level thing. I think this is like, what kind of universe do we live in? Like, and I think this person is postulating that we are essentially a sort of bubble that some weird superior aliens are looking into. Like, you know, like some people wonder if we're in a simulation and stuff like that. I think this is one of those kind of debates and arguments.
Whoa, man.
Wow.
You know, when I was younger, I did a little, as a side hustle, I did a little egg modeling.
Nice.
Yeah.
I dressed as a deviled egg for Halloween.
What does that mean?
I made omelets. I fried eggs. You know, really, you know, whenever you see those close-up shots, when they're advertising like a non-stick pan, oftentimes those would be my hands. Yeah. Oh. I can handle an egg or two. Ladies.
No, cut that. Cut all of that.
Hagee, I want your take. I want your hot take.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still thinking about
the wobble.
Wobbly thing. Like, maybe, like, they're at NASA where they do the, ooh, like, spinning thing for...
You mean an anti-gravity?
Spaceships.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh yeah, yep. No. Where they make sure...
That's what I said.
No, where they make sure you're... Like, you can go up in space, that test.
Yeah. They get the astronauts ready. Yeah.
What's
that.
What's it called? Something test.
It's probably like a zero gravity thing, right? Or something?
No, it's like inertia or...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chair with your... It makes people look very old. Like, their face flattens against their skull and pulls back, and it's so scary. And then people throw up.
They did that on The Bachelor.
They did?
Yeah, they like made all the guys, because that's how you find love. They made all the guys get in the thing, and then they had to tell the lady that like how much they cared about her while they were spinning, and like try not to vomit.
Because it's very unromantic if you vomit while trying to confess your love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like mm-hmm. it. How much can you handle? How far yeah. will you go for love? Yeah.
Listen.
This is weird. Wow. This is a weird one. Foster, you did a weird one.
Yeah, it's weird. But you know what? Guess what?
What?
Somebody has to activate their hot or cold lifeline.
I hoped you'd forgotten.
So, as I said earlier, I think with the number of guests and just the fact that today is a Saturday, someone has to use their hot or cold lifeline. The fact is,
we're allowed. Who, I had a question.
Who's it going to be? Yes, Anna Cuddy.
My question is: are we allowed to discuss what we should guess it is? Are we allowed to discuss it as a team?
Yeah, okay. If you're working together, I would say try and keep. Keep it brief.
I've been told we are working together. Do you think we should ask? I will give up my hot or cold.
I guess like something about space or interview. I don't know. Like I don't know what part we want to tackle.
Yeah.
Like, is it like the format?
The wobbly thing. Yeah. Or the format.
Or the place they are at. Or is it a...
Although the format's probably... We probably know.
Is it a NASA test? Is that what they're referring to? Like a NASA test? Is that a good question?
Yeah, NASA.
I like space because that's like that.
Me too.
It kind of brings us halfway between a universe idea and a NASA thing, right?
I mean, that wouldn't be my hot or cold question.
Oh, would you? You would want to go specifically to like something NASA ride or NASA?
The fellowship is broken.
So I think I'm going to ask Foster, but I just want to run it by you, even though I told you guys were garbage to me and no help at all. I think what I'm going to ask is
you never said that, by the way.
Oh. Weird.
So we only, for hot or cold, we only get a word or like compound word.
What?
You can just submit.
Space test.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Space test. Okay. But before she does that, Foster, we had a lovely new hot or cold stinger submitted to us.
Yes, by a listener.
Yeah, Tim Lovell. Will you write us back again? He's from Chicago. Tim, will you write us back and let us know how to pronounce your last name? And it's called Halo or Cold. Haunting.
Thank you, Tim.
Haunting.
Brings me back.
All right, yes, Ann Cuddy.
Space test.
I'm gonna say slightly warm.
Not okay. Full hot, not right on the money.
Not a cold lifeline. All right, concluded our first hot or cold lifeline. Of course, David and Jess Hagee, you have to use yours. Actually, you don't. You can choose not to. But if you are going to use it, you have to use it before clip six. So keep that in mind. Listen, we got more clips. We got a little insight with that hot or cold. But let's go ahead and direct our attention to clip number four.
What do you think about this guy?
Oh, God. Dave Nye, the lion guy?
It's Jess going like, well, Dave, that's just Nye. Wrong. His name's Bill.
Dave Nye, the lion guy.
Huh.
Why are lions involved?
Yeah. David, I think you worked with him at the Kansas City Zoo.
I did. Yeah. He would come in and teach us all how to do the lions. How to make the lions be lions. That's why we called him the lion guy. He knew lions, man. I've never known anybody who knew lions as much as Dave.
Thank you for yes-anding that.
So are they, maybe they're sending lions to space?
Oh, man. I just have to think we would have heard about that, you know, the general public. If lions,
well, I don't know. There's a lot going on.
Lions are going to space.
You can miss, like, all the UFO stuff. You miss it if you're not really paying attention to the news, you know?
That's true. We had Corona. We had a lot of things.
And Spears v. Spears.
Yeah.
If we went back to the carnival route, it could be like the lion ride or the lion. Like if it's a merry-go-round, it could be you're sitting on the lion cats. I don't know. Probably wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Or like circus. Yeah, like something more earth. I don't know.
Yeah, this is weird because clips 1 and 3 are very philosophical, right, like big picture things. And 2 and 4 are like a circus.
We've got wobbly gyrating. We've got, is it closed or open? Or a
toroidal element, model. Cosmic egg
and
model.
And then we've got the lion guy. Dave.
Dave Nye, the lion guy.
And what was the thing with Andrew?
Oh, is it true?
Thanks, Andrew. What? Yeah.
Well, that's what we gotta... Yeah.
That's the question you need to answer. What?
We do get a second listen.
So, and we got a bell for what would make you gyrate? So we need to keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's an important part about us gyrating.
You got it.
I mean, I don't know what a lion guy would have to do with any of this, but I'm wondering if this is like a flat earther related thing. Spinning, wobbling, gyrating about the earth moving, right? Could that be because of the earth moving? Is it true? That's the question you need to answer. Is like, are we a
but did you feel
a
gyrating?
A flat earth?
That seems nuts.
Yeah, because the earth spins, but as it spins, right, it like wobbles, right? So maybe they think like a flat earther is like, well, do you feel like you're wobbling? Because if you don't, then we're obviously on a flat earth.
Oh.
And let's give it that second listen.
What do you think about this guy?
Oh, God. Dave Nye, the lion guy.
What did Dave do?
People do we think he's saying lying or lion?
It does feel like
lion guy.
Lion guy.
Oh. Foster, you can say these things out loud, you know, for our listeners.
I was asking that as you posted that, yep, by the way.
I know. Okay. We were on the same wavelength. Okay, so not lion, like the animal, but lion as like the word lying without a G. Replace the G with an apostrophe.
Cool.
Like gyrating.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, Jessica.
That makes sense with David Martinez's theory about flat earthers, because if he just got his name wrong and he thought it was Bill Nye, he would be saying, that guy lies. Like, that scientist is full of baloney.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, either the scientist or... Yeah, do you think he just got his name wrong? And he thought it was Dave Nye?
I would love that.
Maybe his actual name is Dave. We can't look it up.
It's really not. It's
is it
really,
a scientist
really not.
Convention or a debate? Like a little fun debate area.
Okay, that was clip 4. We've got some ideas brewing, but let me present to thee clip 5.
Wait,
throw a guess.
What's up?
Hot or cold? This is hot or cold.
I would like to submit. I didn't confer with my other.
You sure didn't.
I feel bad now. I didn't confer.
Going rogue.
So sorry, guys. Wait, okay, hold on. Just
please don't.
Pause. Foster, shut up and go away for a second. Shut up. F*** you. Guys, I'm thinking like flat earth. Should I just say flat earth? Or some kind of like conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Or something?
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
Okay. Foster, come back. I love you.
Or maybe something about lions.
Foster, shut up. F*** you. Go away. What did you say?
Maybe we should guess if it's something to do with lions.
Okay. If we want to stick to the... We're just going to hold on to the circus idea.
Yeah, no. Do your
okay. Foster, hey, I love you. I love you.
Your word is lions.
No, my word is my submission is flat earth.
Okay, flat earth. I will say hot.
Baby, that was hot.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Where did that man's voice come from?
Guys. From my soundboard. From our awesome soundboard. You want more? You got more. You want more than that?
Nope. No one asked for more.
I can give you whatever you want.
Literally no one asked for more.
Do you have someone eating a pretzel?
David, do you have that?
Oh, boy. Boy, do I. Here you go. That's it. That's what it sounds like
when
I eat a pretzel.
Too much salt.
It was so hot.
Okay. Okay, listen. Where was this fun earlier? Okay, let's...
Wow.
Excuse me?
Wow.
What?
Don't you dare cut that out. I want the listeners to hear the dictator you are.
Hagee, I miss you. There's a cat.
It's a fox.
What? What's wrong?
You know, I'm just laughing at the fun that's in store in clip 5.
I don't believe you.
Who's doing the lying?
Well, that's a good question. NASA's definitely in on it. There's some Freemasonry involved, some Jesuits involved.
That was...
What a fun group of people.
That was revealing. That gave a lot... I think it gave it away, what we're talking about here.
Yeah, this is... Well, I don't want to go so far as to say, like, a convention or anything, but...
What if it's a what if they're interviewing someone at a protest for global warming?
Yeah, could be. Could be, could be.
Because I still
Did we have? We had NASA, the Freemasons, and who?
Jesuits.
God, what a party, man.
But did you hear the traffic again? I sure did.
Yeah, I did. Well, I still heard that sound that sounded like a plane engine. But, oh, okay. But now I'll listen very carefully to that when we hear it again.
Let's give it that second listen to clip 5.
Who's doing the lying?
Well, that's a good question. NASA's definitely in on it. There's some Freemasonry involved, some Jesuits involved.
Those are all people that are lying.
Yeah. And would you believe that list goes on? But
I would. I would absolutely believe
it. I edited it early.
I love I think my favorite part about it is that he says there's some Freemasonry involved. not the Freemasons. Some Freemasonry, you know, some shenanigans from
there's some carpenters working on this pro bono.
It does sound like there's like an airplane, so I feel like it might be like a protest outside somewhere.
God damn it, I forgot to listen to the sound again. All
right, Higgy.
You thought it was an airplane too, though?
Yeah, like outside.
Okay.
I think this guy sounds nutso. I think he sounds. I think that's where, like, the comedy angle was coming in. It sounds like this guy is almost interviewing him to hear all the bogus things he's saying.
Yeah, I like that. Now, I don't want to direct, but Hagee does still have a hot or cold.
Yeah.
And maybe it would be a consideration for us to think about the source and go with something like what we're talking about right now. So, like, is this an interview? Is this a people on this person on the street thing? Is this a...
Protest.
Trump rally. Yeah. Protest. Something of that nature.
Or someone that doesn't want to direct. You sure are directing.
Yeah, sorry. What I meant to say was, Hagee, you better ask that for your hot or cold, or we will never invite you back.
Like, protest? Or, it like, get more specific convention? Than interview?
I think you could get away with trying to combine two words, like convention interview or something like that, if you wanted to. I don't want to direct Foster, but Foster, you better accept that or I will never invite you back on the show.
So, Jess Hagee, it looks like I see your hand twitch, it looks like you're hitting that buzzer.
That's the wall behind her.
Yes.
It's really hot. It sounds really cold. And I like the mic.
I forgot about that one.
Who is that?
That's Ellen Kirk.
God, where is Ellen Kirk? I haven't seen that woman in 1,000 years. Is she around still?
No, you should listen to episode 128, 127.
She's in Casey.
No, 120. What is it? 123, 124. I don't know. She was on a recent episode.
Still in Kansas City?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Hagee, what would you like to put forth?
Convention interview?
Convention interview. You know, normally I wouldn't take that. But...
But you will.
But, yep, I've been told I have to. Hot. That's a hot.
Baby, that was hot!
Wow.
Wow, look at this team go.
Yes, yes, you guys. This is great.
Yeah, so it might just be a protest.
And I also think that he really thought he was saying Bill Nye, the lying guy, when he said Dave Nye. I really think he just got the name wrong.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's really bad.
That's the most embarrassing thing for this person.
Let's roll this along and maybe get to, you know what? I did send David some bonus stuff that maybe we can enjoy with the patrons. But before we do that, how about clip 6?
Man, this world don't twirl like the Tour de France or shaped like Lance when he dropped his pants. There's no ball. Oh, there's no ball. Y'all, they've been stacking up the lies, but they all fall.
Okay, it sounded like a convention. There were so many people behind him.
Yeah, and there was that like weird like music that's like about to come on, like when a presenter's coming on the stage, like you know that.
I think this guy was the one producing that music.
Oh, with his face mouth?
With his stupid little radio behind him, or his little jam box. What do they call music boxes?
Oh, no, jam box. Yeah.
Oh, stereo.
Yeah.
Stereo?
Yeah.
Speaker.
Jukebox? Nope.
Do they still make stereos? Is that still a thing?
Higgy?
Okay. I think so.
Hot takes. Cool. Hot takes with Higgy.
We got the final word.
We do, to answer your question, yeah, we can definitely do a second listen.
Buster has, I think, a hard out that he hasn't told anyone about. Clip six, second time, right?
That's right.
Man, this world don't twirl like the Tour de France or shaped like Lance when he dropped his pants. There's no ball. Oh, there's no ball. Y'all, they've been stacking up the lies, but they all fall.
Okay, we're talking about Lance Armstrong, how he drops his pants and he has no testicles because he had testicular cancer. That is a clever little ditty.
But also, it's about flat Earth because he's saying this world don't twirl or whatever.
Yeah, it's no ball, y'all.
Yeah. So this multiple
and
layers.
I think he has one ball. I think he has one ball.
Lance.
You
checked?
If we're going to get into the details.
Yeah.
I think so. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
We could look it up at the end of the mystery for sure. Some sick rhymes. You know, I'm susceptible to a rhyme. If something rhymes, I think it's true. But you know, we got to be careful. We got to use our best judgment here. And to the listeners, I would say even though this group has gotten two hots with her lifelines, and they seem very confident and on the right track.
Not me.
You have to.
You don't seem very confident on the right track.
You have to be careful.
I wasn't hot. I was like a little warm because I said, "What did I say? NASA? No, space.
Space
something.
Test. Yeah, space but you got us going. Space test. You got us. You no. started us on the path. No. We had many journeys laid out in front of us, and you said, guys, this one, come with me. Join
Let's
me in this adventure.
Let's all say the answer at the same time, what we think it is.
Right now?
It
I
sounds
have to
like,
think of the words.
Anne, are you saying that you feel good enough to lock it in before the hint clip?
No, we're conferring. Oh. Pastor, shut up.
Yeah.
You, go away. We're conferring.
I mean, I think I feel strongly. Hold on, let me think of the words. Okay, I have my words. Do you have your words, Hagee, to say at the same time?
Hang on.
I've got mine ready.
So it's like format and then...
Oh, I'm just thinking of where we are, I think.
Just like general guess.
Yeah. Do you have your words? I have my words. Do you have your words?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and then after one, you say your words. Ready? Three, two, one.
Flat Earth
convention.
Lion Tamer.
Yeah. Well, Foster, will you isolate all three of our tracks and just line them up perfectly? Because we definitely all said the same thing.
And also, I don't know if you heard mine, but I said Lion Tamer. listen, there's a hint clip coming. These folks, I think they locked it in. Just now, what's the format?
Like an interview?
It's like man on the street interview.
And we probably assume video, right? This isn't just audio. This is like a video of the interview. Yeah.
All right.
I feel like you have to see these people.
Yeah.
You gotta. These guessy folks are
locked in.
But you listeners, maybe you're still a little unsure, unconfident. No worries. There's a hint clip. But if you're feeling good, you want to go for those 3 points, you got to lock it in now. You got to text somebody. You have got to have breakfast with a loved one and tell them what's going on in your life and then follow it up with the podcast recommendation and your guess. You got to create a whole separate podcast, a fan podcast to this podcast.
Aww.
And submit your guess there. But lock that in, and let's take a listen to the hint clip.
No Asia, no Europe, no Africa.
Isn't it on the other side?
You're free to believe that, but Google Earth was developed by the CIA.
So much. So much is happening.
Did you know Google Earth, if you zoom in, it zooms into Lawrence, Kansas? Because the creator went to KU?
Yeah.
Or is from Lawrence?
Wait, Larry Page, right? Who was one of the CEOs of Google. I think is, yeah. Did he go to school there?
He might have just lived in
Lawrence.
But
just for like a little bit, right? And then dropped out or something?
Yeah, he might have just been from, I think he's from there because it like zooms into his house or where he live. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think I also might have heard that we can't look anything up, so we don't know. But I think I heard that was like once true and maybe they changed it eventually. But I definitely heard that as well.
I'm just saying, I don't think he's right. About the whole CIA.
I'm doubting a bit about the whole flat earth thing.
And David, who was that person you just mentioned?
Larry Page.
And Larry Page, devout Jesuit. let's give
Shout
it that second listen.
Fans of the show, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, founders of Google.
No Asia, no Europe, no Africa.
Isn't it on the other side?
You're free to believe that, but Google Earth was developed by the CIA.
He's saying those places do not exist. That's so silly.
Is that what he's saying? I didn't understand what he was going for.
That those places don't exist.
Or just that they're not on the other side of the world. I'm using little rabbit ears for the listeners.
Yeah.
Okay.
And would you all believe that that list goes on?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we've listened to the hint clip twice. Yeah. Our guessy folks here have locked it in. Now, only thing that's left is the reveal. I gotta ask Anne, Hagee, Martinez, how are you feeling?
I want those UV rays, baby.
Yeah. Those are on the line.
I do have a feeling. I have a feeling that it was maybe unfair of us to be partnered with David Martinez since he has done like science in the past.
He's dabbled,
and
yeah.
He had a. Like, I feel like that gave us an unfair advantage and that Hagee and I may not have gotten this on our own.
That's accurate.
That's so not true. I don't think that's true at all.
I don't know. Hagee, do I have less confidence than I should in us?
Yes.
You think we would have gotten there?
I think we would have gotten, with like the hint clip, I think we would have gotten there.
Okay.
Right. If Foster never mentioned that it was lion instead of lion, I think we would be lost.
Up a creek.
We would be on a different path.
Just for the patrons, we'll re-record a version of this where we continue believing that it's lion and see where that takes us.
I love that.
Meow. So let's listen to the reveal. Let's see how our guessy folks did.
Ooh. Let's do it.
This is not real. We are here at the Flat Earth Convention in Dallas, Texas, where nearly 100 people have traveled across this two-dimensional planet plane to share the truth about what the hell is going on. Flat game, baby.
Flat game all the way. It's flat.
Sorry, what happened at the end there?
I mean, I could show you.
It was Flat Earth, baby.
Flat Earth, baby. So this is Flat Earth Conference is the name of this video. This comes from the channel All Gas, No Breaks, if you're searching. And I'm going to share my screen and give my my people here a little taste of this. So right now, that is Andrew, who is the person on the street interviewing. And let's take a listen.
Brain blast. This is not real. We are here at the Flat Earth Convention in Dallas, Texas, where nearly 100 people have traveled across this two-dimensional planet plane to share the truth about what the hell is going on. Flat game, baby.
Flat game all the way. It's flat.
What the hell is going on? The energy inside is electric. There's a lot of big words being thrown around, and frankly, I believe all of them. Let's go inside and figure out who's doing the lying.
Who's doing the lying?
Who's doing the lying?
Who's doing the lying?
What do you think about this guy?
Oh, God. Dave Nye, the lion guy? I think he's a clown. I think he's an agent. I think he's a controlled operative. Basically, a black magician that's been compromised working for the sorcery elite. He's selling solipsism. He's selling snake oil. He's selling deception. He's selling moral relativism. He's a demon.
I think that's enough. Are we curious about any particular clips? I could try and hunt down the segment in the video.
I feel good about leaving it there.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle hearing anymore.
I'm kind of mad at myself because I've watched YouTube
before
like share his clips. So I should have thought harder when I heard Andrew.
Wait, you know who Andrew is?
Yeah, like Channel 5 News or something.
Okay, it's a bit, right? And like he's
yeah, he interviewed Chet Hanks once. He just interviews people and it just like for some reason they trust him.
Okay. Yeah, I gathered that sort of thing from this video that this was kind of a bit for him, but he was being very serious and authentic with it.
I feel like we nailed it. We said man on the street interviewer kind of making fun of them. I feel like I said that, but maybe I didn't. At a science, a flat earth convention.
I mean,
did you love that they said hundreds of people traveled?
Oh, I think it was 100.
Oh, it was 100 people traveled there.
And would you believe, I don't think there's a single woman to be found there at that conference.
Too intelligent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All gas, no brakes. Good stuff. Funny stuff. We're definitely, definitely making fun of the ignorance and the weirdness and just straight up bigotry. that comes out in these interviews.
Gotta say, Foster. Good mystery, well put together, but I cannot authentically say that this matches the mantra. I cannot believe this exists. Am I glad it does? Not so much. Not so much.
Nope. I feel you. I feel the same way.
I'm not surprised that it's Texas.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Although Dallas, man, come on.
Yeah.
You're doing better.
Before we get to points, I'm going to build a little tension here. We're going to throw a segment to the patrons really fast. I've got some bonus clips that I sent to you, David.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick listen to some of them. And we're back. So now you're on pins and needles about these points.
Yeah, man.
What's going to happen? Well,
dish out them rays.
You know what? I am going to dish out those rays. We did not use the hint clip, and we got everything right. Mm-hmm. 3 points, 3 points, 3 points, 3 points all around.
Woo!
I didn't know we each win three. I thought we had to share them.
No, you each get 3 points and you each get UV rays.
That's right. We
from the warehouse.
I think that's a really helpful prize, especially for Hagee.
Everything's making it worse. I've got nothing.
Nothing.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with being pale. I'm a pale boy. So, all right. That is the end of our mystery. You know what? It is time for plugs. Jess Hagee, you got anything going on you want people to know about or anything that you're consuming lately that you would recommend to us?
Let's see. Keep up on the celebrity gossip, I guess. There's a lot of Instagrams, not skinny, not fat, has all the inside goss. John Mulaney had a baby. It's very cool.
Was it skinny or fat?
Somewhere in between.
Okay, good, good. Awesome. Okay. Well, absolutely. Thank you for that. And Cuddy, what, do you have something you recommend? Is your mom doing okay in terms of vehicular encounters at the supermarket?
Oh yeah.
Thank you for asking. She's doing great. She is thinking about purchasing a new vehicle, but just because hers is old. She is headed to, I don't know where she's going tomorrow, but she's going on a cruise, which is an interesting time to be going on a cruise. She's hoping no one else goes. She's hoping that it'll be about half empty. I'm happy for her. And yes, she's going with someone, my father, Michael. So that's very exciting. I just want to plug Winona Justice's Instagram. It's Winona_Justice, I think. And then also I'd love to plug that brisket grilled cheese from The How. It's
making me hungry.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. A fantastic beef of the week. I finally turned to a partnership that's on thin ice. David Martinez.
Yeah.
What would you like to plug?
I would like to plug plants. Get some. They're great. Put them in your home. Put them in front of your face where you can see them. Why are you shaking your head, Ann Cuddy? Plants are great. You don't like plants?
I mean, the way I take care of them, you shouldn't be encouraging everyone to
typical flat earther.
Look at this, though. I might not like plants, but the girl I live with, oh boy.
Oh, nice. Oh, no. Listeners can hear it, but we're definitely getting a little tour of the plants around the house.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
Hot takes.
Great. Yeah, plants are a great photosynthesis is hot. And now the time comes for my plug. I don't really know what I want to plug, so I'll just plug us again. Google, let me know that we have to use our phone line or we lose it. That voicemail line is 816-533-6098. Leave a fun message. And again, thanks to Tim for giving us that hot or cold theme. You can certainly submit those or any thoughts or mystery ideas to audioobscurepodcast@gmail.com. Great. Well, congratulations, everybody. Thanks for being on the show, Anne. Thanks for being on the show, Jess.
Thank you.
I was just a comfort pony. A loud one.
Comfort pony is definitely the hashtag for this episode.
Until the next mystery, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Can we take a screenshot?
Thanks for listening to Audio Obscura, the weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by following Audio Obscura on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Check out our back catalog of over 100 audio mysteries at audioobscurapod.com. Consider leaving us a rating and review in your podcast app. And for unedited episodes and bonus content, become a patron at patreon.com/audioobscurapod. Thanks for listening.
I can handle an egg or two.
Like a fire truck.
Like, you know that.
They did that on The Bachelor.